श्रोताबृन्द नमस्कार। नेपाल सरकार शिक्षा विज्ञान तथा प्रविधि मन्त्रालय शिक्षा तथा मानव स्रोत विकास केन्द्रबाट सञ्चालित शैक्षिक रेडियो कार्यक्रममा हार्दिक स्वागत गर्दछु।
Dear students, today we are discussing the grammar topic, focusing on reported speech of questions given in Unit 2 of Grade 10 Compulsory English Textbook. Students, be ready with essential learning materials and take notes while listening to the audio lesson. Are you ready, students?
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, students. How are you?
We are fine. How are you, sir?
I'm fine too, thank you. Ayush, do you remember what are we going to discuss today?
I do, sir. In our previous class, we had speaking and listening practice. So today, we are going to discuss Grammar 1 and Grammar 2.
Yeah, Ayush, you're right. Are you ready then?
Okay, sir.
Now let's observe Grammar 1. Tell me, what are you supposed to do here?
May I read the instructions, sir?
Of course, Deepa.
Change the following sentences into indirect speech. The beginning of each sentence is given.
It means we need to change the given sentences into reported speech. Am I right, sir?
You're right, Anus. Do you remember your speaking practice? It's exactly the same. Look at the sentences and tell me more. I mean, types of sentences.
We can see only yes-no questions and WH questions type, sir.
Yup, you're right. What else?
The subject and object of reporting verbs are given to report with.
Yes, so what do you remember while changing direct to indirect speech then in this case?
For yes-no questions, we use if or whether as connectives, and for WH questions, we use WH word or phrase.
Good. Besides, what rule do you remember?
There is change of tense, time adverbials, persons and punctuations.
Very good. Let's get started.
Shall I start, sir?
Yes, Anus. Then take your turns one by one.
Are you working tonight? Agamon asked Timothy if he was working that night.
Good job. Ayush, can you say what changes have been made here?
Sure, sir. Since it's yes-no question, if has been used as connective. After using connective, the sentence structure should be subject, verb, object, SVO pattern. So, subject, you, changes according to object of the reporting verb, Timothy. That is, you has been used for Timothy, so you changes into he. Then there is tense change, are into where. But with he, it becomes was. And then tonight changes into that night. It's change of time adverbials. And finally, there is change of punctuation. Question changes into full stop.
You're absolutely correct.
May I try next, sir?
Go ahead, Deepa.
Is this the road to the station? A stranger wanted to know from me whether that road was to the station.
Excellent, Deepa.
Question C. Did you do your homework? My friend inquired her if she had done her homework.
Wow, Anus. Can I explain it?
Here, you is for her. So, she has been used and you did changes into you had done.
Good understanding.
Question number D. Have you been to Paris? The tourist was asked if he had been to Paris.
Good job. Go ahead one by one.
Question E. How long have you been working in this company? Usha inquired of Anju how long she had been working in that company.
What are the changes here?
How long remains how long? Since we use WH word or phrase for WH words and you is used for Anju, so you changes into C, have been changes into had been, and this changes into that, sir.
That's good.
Question F. What flavor ice cream did you have at the party? My mother asked me what flavor ice cream I had at the party.
Good. Here, you is for me and subjective form of me is I.
Question number G. Have you studied reported speech before? The teacher wanted to know if she had studied reported speech.
Yes, fine. Go ahead, Ayush. Question H.
Where will you stay tonight? I asked him where he would stay.
Question I. How many players were shown yellow card by the referee? Sumangal asked his friends how many players had been shown yellow cards by the referee.
You're right, Anus. Now the last one, Dipa.
Okay, sir. What magic did the medicine have on the patient? Sarita wanted to know from Somaya what magic the medicine had on the patient.
Good, that's fantastic, children. Now look at the exercise B and change them into report recipes. Let's do like this. Dipa will change A, B and C. Anus will change D, E, F and Ayus will change rest of the four. Well, I give you time for doing it in a copy and will be asked to report one by one.
Okay, sir.
Did you complete your task, students?
Yes, sir.
Well, Dipa, can you report your speech?
Okay, sir. Question A. Kritika asked me, why did you go out last night? The reported speech is, Kritika asked me why I had gone out the night before.
Good, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Here, did go means went and went changes into had gone. You is second person that changes according to object of reporting verb. That is, me and subject of me is I. And last night changes into the night before or previous night.
Good, go ahead.
B. Who was that beautiful woman, Usha? Said Sunita. The reported speech is, Sunita asked Usha who that beautiful woman had been.
Good, next.
Question C. How is your mother? Said Gaurav to young Dolma. The reported speech is, Gaurav asked young Dolma how her mother was.
You're right. Now it's Ayush's turn now.
Yes, sir. Number D. My friend wanted to know, what are you going to do at the weekend? The reported speech is, my friend asked me what I was going to do at the weekend.
That's fine. Can you clarify the change?
Here, in the reported clause, you has been used, so we need to create object of the reporting verb. If not specified and generally, we use me. That means the reporting clause is like this. My friend said to me, what are you going to do at the weekend? So, you changes as per me. Others are as per rule.
That's very good explanation. Next.
Question number E. Where will you live after graduation? Said my teacher. And the reported speech is, my teacher asked me where I would live after graduation.
Yes, go ahead.
Question number F. Anusha said to Melissa, what were you doing when I saw you? The indirect speech is, Anusha asked Melissa what she had been doing when she had seen her.
That's fine. Now, is Ayush stone?
Yes, sir. It's question number G. I said to the pilgrim, how was the journey? This can be reported as, I asked the pilgrim how the journey had been.
Next.
Question number H. How often do you go to the cinema? Said Krishna. This can be reported as, Krishna asked me how often I went to cinema.
Fine. Next.
Question number I. Do you live in Patan? Said the principal. The indirect speech is, the principal asked me if I lived in Patan. And final question is J. Neeraj said to Luniva, did Farindra arrive on time? The reported speech is, Neeraj asked Luniva if Farindra had arrived on time.
Thank you all for your outstanding presentation. You all seem to be very confident about your speech. Now let's move to grammar too. Now, students, are you ready in grammar 2 on page number 31?
Yes, sir. We are ready.
Now look at the exercise A. Here you have to choose the correct alternatives. So I want you to solve this in your book with the help of pencil. Tick the correct option and prepare yourself to explain why others are wrong. You might start now.
Okay, sir.
Have you finished with it?
Just a few seconds, sir.
Sure. Well, now let's start A, Ayush.
Sujita asked her mother when her father would come home.
Well, why other two options are wrong?
Because other two options do not follow the sentence structure after using when. When will or when might is not the order. After using connective when, it should start with subject as in the first option.
That's great. Next to Dipa.
Question B. She replied that she had never had caviar when I said to her, "Have you ever had caviar?"
Explanation?
Since the reply has never, the question should contain ever, which other two questions don't include.
Yes, on the other hand, will and would also be reported by would in the given reported speech, which is not there. Next.
Well, sir, question number C. The salesperson said to him, "What can I do for you?"
Good. As this is direct speech and it does not have the structure like what, I can, or could. Next.
Question number D. The tourist inquired from me whether I belong to Banipa.
That's correct. Next, please.
Question E. The little girl asked us what time we were supposed to come back.
Good. Next.
The head teacher asked her whether she had filled out the exam from the week before.
Next.
Renuka asked me if I had called her.
Can you explain your answer?
Yes, sir. The first option, if I have called, is not possible because there is no tense change, and third person, if had I, is not the correct structure of reported speech.
Fantastic. Ayus, well, we have successfully completed this exercise. Now let's go for exercise B. Read the given instruction carefully.
May I read it aloud, sir?
Sure, go ahead.
Nihar Chaudhary interviewed her social studies teacher last week. Here is the report prepared by her after the interview. Read it carefully and list out direct questions asked by Nihar.
Well, let's suppose Ayush is Neha, so?
So, I'm going to read the text, right, sir?
Yeah, you are a very sensible boy. Read it.
Today, I got an opportunity to interview Mr. Sudhir Prasad Joshi, our social studies teacher, about a Nevari tradition known as Ihi. Here is a brief report of the information imparted to me. Mr. Joshi stated that Ihi is a Nevari ceremony in which pre-adolescent girls are married to the Suvarna Kumar, a symbol of God Vishnu. I asked him why it was done. He said that it is done to ensure that girls become and remain fertile. It was started to escape the Sati tradition. According to the tradition, when a girl was married to Vishnu, she would not be a widow even after the death of her mortal husband. He added that it is performed to the girls between the ages of 5 to 9. It is known as Bel Vibaha, Ihi, because when a girl was married to Lord Vishnu, Bel, wood apple fruit, was given to a witness. Mr. Joshi explained why this particular fruit chosen was because of its peculiar quality of not getting rotten. Because of this property, Bel is considered as Divya Purush, or incarnation of the god. He said that the ritual goes on for 2 consecutive days, which is tiring for the girl and her parents. During the ceremony, those participating could not eat certain foods or drinks, especially those with salt.
Now, Ayush and Deepa, you have to prepare direct questions that Mr. Ayush Nehar might have asked to Mr. Sudhir Prasad Joshi. For example, for the reported speech, Mr. Joshi stated that Ihi is a Nevari ceremony in which pre-adolescent girls are married to the Suvarna Kumar, a symbol of God Vishnu. The question Nihar might have asked, what is Ihi? Or Nihar said to Mr. Joshi, what is Ihi? Got the idea?
Yes, sir.
Well, who is going to start first?
May I try out first, sir?
Go ahead.
Nihar to Mr. Joshi, why do you do it? For why it was done?
Or is it, why is it done?
Yes, sir. So it can be reported as Nihar asked Mr. Joshi why it was done, or as in the book, I asked him why it was done.
Yes, exactly. Next question.
Other questions might be, why was the tradition started? What does the tradition say about this marriage? What is the marriage age? Why is it known as Bel Vibaha?
Deepa?
Nihar said to Mr. Joshi, why is this particular fruit chosen?
That's fantastic. Did you ask any more questions, Mr. Ayush?
Yes, sir. I also asked, how long does the ritual go on?
Good. That's great, students. It's also the way of understanding the text using question-answer technique. Thank you so much for today's active participation and your wonderful performance. See you in the next class. Have a good day.
Thank you so much, sir, for your guidance and giving us every chance to present our understanding. Bye.
Bye.
हवस्त श्रोताबिन, आजको यस शैक्षिक कार्यक्रमबाट हामी सबैलाई बिदा दिन्छौँ। नमस्ते।